Hey guys, good morning. Yes, I'm so excited this morning. Whew, wow. Okay, there is a secret, Abby. Yes, so there is a secret. Okay, yes, I said I was going to record the entitlement podcast soon. But the reason I haven't recorded that is because I'm trying to get as much details, as much information from people. I mean, I want to share people's experiences. I just don't want to be that it's just my own experience I'm going to share. I also want to share other people's experience, so it won't be as if I am concluding just based on my own experience alone. I want to get as much details from other people as possible, and then we are going to compare and contrast and then reach a conclusion. But before then, people, it's not easy. I mean, these days everybody wants to do hip enlargement, butt enlargement, breast enlargement. Why don't we do brain enlargement? I mean, have you ever considered if there's anything like brain enlargement? Like, really, like, I would really love to enlarge my brain, because the truth is, man, I feel like I should be a genius. I mean, it's not easy now. It's not easy. I know book already. As in, I'm intelligent. I know book. I sabi book wella. So I won't mind expanding my brain capacity if it is possible. But I don't think it's possible, because I think that, I don't know. I don't really know the statistics. I'm not very sure about it. But I think I've heard it or read it somewhere that we are not even using up to 90% of our brain. And I'm like, whoa, what? Excuse me? Like, you mean like I have 100% capacity and I'm not even using 90% of it? Okay, so I've been thinking about it, like, okay, if we don't really need to enlarge our brain because we are not even using as much capacity as we should, I mean, what can we actually do to, you know, use our brain in a way that we are going to maximize it fully? Imagine you have, let's say, 1 trillion. What's 10% of 1 trillion? Sorry, I don't know maths. Maybe 1 million. I'm sorry. But let's just assume that 10% of 1 trillion is 1 million. Like, you have 1 trillion and you are only using 1 million and you're suffering. Like, what? I mean, I can't have 1 trillion and I'm going to be using just 1 million. Oh my God. I'm trying to imagine it right now. It's devastating. Oh no, I don't want to imagine it. Okay. I didn't want to talk about brain, but I was just wondering that if our brain is already, you know, big enough, if it already has enough capacity to serve us for the rest of our lives, I don't think we should enlarge it, right? Okay, to the main secret. Okay, people, I don't know, this is so big for me. I don't really know how to express it, but then I'm going to express it. Okay. I've been doing I just started an exercise this morning. I downloaded an app for, future husband, if you're listening to this, please, I'm not vain. It's just one of those things. So, you know, girl has to survive. Oh. It's not easy in this world. Oh. You just have to survive. Ahem. So I started the exercise this morning, like I said, Abby. You know, I have flat stomach. Oh. It's not like I don't have flat stomach. But the stomach just does anyhow. Any small thing like this, I just eat small about. Just one small about, small food, the thing have come out. So we need to maintain the flat tummy. You know, we got to look good for the future. But the future has to see us and see the glory of the Lord in our life. To understand? So what I'm trying to say is, I did an exercise this morning. Man, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to have flat tummy and have hips and have bum bum. Oh, I said it. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to say it that way, but you all understand what I'm saying. Don't worry. I'm not vain, no. Before people go and say, this girl, she have joined bad gang. I've not joined bad gang, bro. You know, it's just one of those things. You know, you want to look good. You know, you want to wear your gown and, you know, you just look amazing. People see the glory of the Lord in your life. Auntie, what have you been using? What have you been eating? And you just tell them, my sister, it's the glory of the Lord, though. Future boo will just see like this and say, Lord, I can see what you are doing for my boo. Thank you, Father. You understand? So, but really, I actually really liked it. Apart from the fact that I was doing the exercise just to, you know, let me not say it again. Hey, you already understand. I don't need to say it again. I actually feel that exercise is something that we should learn to do, because I was actually feeling a bit cranky when I woke up this morning. I've actually been eating sugar lately, and most times when I eat sugar, I have sugar rush. I have sugar intolerance. Yes. So most times when I eat a lot of sugar, I'm usually cranky. I'm not always myself. My system just starts doing anyhow. My tummy starts rumbling. I'm making all sorts of noises, and I start having breakouts. But I noticed that this morning after the exercise, I felt really different. Like, I felt relieved. My system was back to normal. The pain that I was having in my stomach actually stopped. On a normal day, I would have taking a drug, or I would have started drinking one agbojedi or something just to relieve the sugar level and everything, just to reduce the sugar level and everything. But after this exercise, I think I did the exercise for I think around 12-15 minutes and actually felt better. So I think most times we feel that, oh, it's people that are a bit on the big size, people that, you know, have big tummy and have fat and everything, they are the ones that actually have to exercise. It's actually not true. There was a time I watched a documentary, and there were two children. One was a bit on the big size, the other one was slim. So they were always cautioning the one on the big size to take less sugar. He can't eat this, he can't eat that. But they were always allowing the one that was slim to eat anything he wanted to eat. And the reason was because they felt the one that was on the big size couldn't eat anything he wanted to, because they don't want him to get bigger. And the one that was slim needed to eat everything he could eat so that he can get big. Maybe not big, but at least add flesh, you understand? Exactly. So they went to the doctor, and they actually did a test to get the sugar level on the one on the big size, to get the sugar level in his body. And they actually realized that he didn't really have as much sugar in his body like he should. That his parents are not allowing him to take the sugar is actually even detrimental to the boy's health, because he doesn't even have enough sugar to function. Whereas when they checked the slim one, they saw that, one, apart from the fact that he has a higher sugar level, he also had a higher fat level. Like, the fat in his body were more than the ones on the big sizes, in the big sizes body. So one thing they realized was that the fact that you're not on the big size, the fact that you're slim, doesn't mean you don't actually have fat in your body. You actually have fat, but there is something called internal fat. So it is possible that the fat is not showing, but it is internal. So at some point, if care wasn't taken, the doctor actually said the boy would have had a heart problem, because fat would have actually clogged his heart such that blood would not be able to circulate in his body the way it's supposed to. So my slim people that are slim like me, I beg, oh, make with the exercise, oh. Not be only people where they on the big size suppose they exercise, oh. There are some of us that the sugar level in our body is so much, you know, because we are slim and we consume a lot of things, and it doesn't show on our body, it doesn't show on the outside. We feel like, oh, I beg, I can't eat anything, nothing will do me, nothing will happen. Now, this way God creates me. Yes, but then we should also be cautious of the thing we eat, because these things, they are actually detrimental. They might not be showing, you might not see what they are doing on the outside just because you're not adding weight. It is not only in adding weight that you see the result. At times it is on the inside. These things are forming so many things on the inside that you can't even see. As of last year December, when I traveled home for Christmas, my mom took me to a doctor. Yeah, they had to do tests for me. They ran a test and they did some scan, and they told me some things. Like, I was shocked, because me, that was looking fine girl, no pimple, black girl, black and shy, melanin for the win, you understand? Now when they showed me the result, I was like, what? Like, all these things are in my body. You guys needed to see the amount of drugs, amount of medication that he gave me. The some self, I still haven't been able to, I'm still here to buy them till today, because God, you see, they're just so much that I can't even cope. At some point, I had to stop using them because I was choking. But then I had to use them because I wasn't conscious of the things I was eating. I wasn't conscious of the kind of fat and sugar that I was consuming, because I felt, oh, because I was slim, I could just consume anything. So please, let's all be cautious of the things that we eat. Not be everything where I see now I'm out suppose chop or I beg. Let's be careful. And like I said, let's also exercise. For somebody like me, I go out Monday to Friday. I leave my house most times before 6 p.m. At times 6 p.m. I mean, sorry, 6 a.m. What am I saying? 6 a.m. So the thing is, I don't even have time to exercise. I get to work. I come back to the house like 7, 6:30. Earliest is 6 o'clock and I'm already tired. I just want to probably read something or pray and then sleep. So I don't even have time to exercise. So I've already said, okay, on Saturdays in the morning, I am going to try as much as possible to exercise every Saturday morning from now. You can also do that in case you're a very, very busy person. You don't really have time during the week. On weekends, you can just leave out like, let's say 15 minutes or 20 minutes and exercise and just watch your diet for the rest of the week. So it doesn't have to be that you wake up every morning and then you exercise. For those who can do it every morning, it is okay. You can do it. Don't just say because, oh, I'm slim, I'm not that fat now. What do I need to exercise for? This more flesh, what I get, my body lose, I'm on top exercise again. My sister, my brother, please, let's exercise. It is very, very good for the body. So, that's the secret I said I was going to share. Thank you so much. And see, the reason why I'm trying not to edit anything out of this is because I'm trying as much as possible to be original. So, this is your girl. This is me. This is all I did. Yeah. So, just listen. Enjoy it. Let it flow. Don't stop it. Thank you very much. You guys, you know what? There's another announcement, but that's going to be for later. Just enjoy the secret for now. There will always be a secret to share. Like I said, on this podcast, you're going to get to know me, like the real me. Yeah. So keep your fingers crossed. Bye.